This podcast is supported by JBS International Incorporated through a grant award from the Health Resources and Services Administration, HRSA, of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, with 0% finance with non-governmental sources. The contents are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the official views of, nor an endorsement, by HRSA, HHS, or the U.S. government. For more information, please visit HRSA.gov.
Welcome into another episode of Rural Roads, the Hardcore Podcast, where we discuss the stories, individuals, and everything else within the rural community's opioid response program. I'm your host, Tim Rabelt with JBS International. Before we get into it, just a quick reminder on some of the ways you could stay connected and informed of all the latest Hardcore information, updates, resources, and more. As always, you can visit the Hardcore TA portal, check out the new modules on the LMS, and keep up with the monthly newsletter and weekly roundup emails. You can also follow us on social media by liking Hardcore TA News on Facebook and following Hardcore TA on both Twitter and Instagram. Welcome into another episode of Rural Roads, the Hardcore Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Rabel, and today we're going to be talking about the Hardcore TA Be There Anti-Stigma Media Toolkit available on the Hardcore TA portal homepage, as you can see on the screen share I have pulled up. For folks listening, this episode is a little bit special and unique in the sense that we'll have a walkthrough video accompanying the typical audio-only format that we generally do for episodes. So I'll do my best to convey and describe some of the things that I'm sharing on the screen if you're just listening to it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. But be sure to also visit the portal directly if you want to see the actual video walkthrough that we have put together. So a few different things I'm going to show folks today. On the portal, if you visit and you're on the homepage, you can see the media toolkit section right there on the top right of the screen. So just some background on how the toolkit came about, where the purpose and intention is behind it. So the materials were created to address the ongoing need for compassion towards those facing substance and opioid use disorder, specifically in rural areas. The toolkit was designed for use with grantee local media outlets. It can be tailored to the specific needs of your community and customized with your organization's logo and branding information. So we worked with a great group out of Idaho called Dre Cooper, and we had some folks on the art team meet with them pretty regularly, bounce ideas around, had some ideas for different creatives and slogans and mottos and different things like that. And a lot of you all, grantees, were involved in some of the focus groups to make sure that the messaging was going to be a fit for, you know, your communities, your service areas, and that it was going to ultimately address some of the, you know, issues in terms of, you know, stigma or discrimination and other kind of barriers and obstacles that you all might be facing ongoing in those same communities and service areas. And that, of course, the creatives, the radio spots, everything else that we'll kind of show would be effective in terms of combating some of that. Me and myself, maybe you've heard the episode where I talk about my own lived experience, so I felt that was important to have. And I'm glad we, you know, could have some of that represented in the formation and consideration of some of the images and terminology and things like that. Without further ado, we're going to start going through a little bit. We're going to start going through some of the different details with the media toolkit. So on the portal homepage, if you click the link, access the Hardcore TA Be There Media Toolkit materials here, it'll take you to another page housed within Hardcore Corner in the content hubs that has pretty much all the different information you would need around the media toolkit, some of that background information again. The document we're going to go into first is this PDF that's at the top. It's the executive summary, gives a lot of great instructions, some additional background, and then all the actual assets, the different media files for the toolkit. We house those on our Dropbox, and we'll get to that a little bit later on, but that's that secondary link. So staying on the portal, before we jump into that, the PDF up top that will break things down a little bit more, you have those two links up top. The tabs are the different categories of content housed within the media toolkit. So the Be There slogan is a logo. And if you're on the portal, you can see one of the different images that we have in terms of different variations. When you click
any of the links in these tabs, view all the logo content files. That'll take you to Dropbox, where you can sometimes view but always download a zip file of all the different logo content files in order to look through, see which ones might be a good fit for social media or a web banner, or maybe it's a specific kind of color scheme you're looking for. So that's what it looks like for the logo. For radio content, those are the different radio spot ads that you can use in your media outreach to local radio stations. The video content, similar thing. We're not going to pull those up just because the files are a lot larger. And then these different creatives, they're different kind of ad sets almost that show a different image or experience or situation with different taglines that are all part of the toolkit. So you can see this one with the guy hanging out on the fence and the tagline being, for those struggling with substance use disorder, being there is everything, with the learn more kind of button down below. The second one, guy looking out over the bridge over the town, for those struggling with substance use disorder, being there is everything. And then that final one, someone checking in, looking at the phone in the car, same kind of deal. So back up top, the PDF I mentioned, if you click that, it should open in a new browser like you see up here. And it's a series, maybe about 30 slides that kind of go through all the different information specific to the toolkit. Some of this might be a little bit repetitive, but I'll read it just for the folks who are listening. So the media materials were created to address those ongoing needs for compassion towards those with SUD, specifically in rural areas. That key message we keep emphasizing surrounding the materials is that providing support can be the most important ingredient in recovery. And by simply being there, it can make the difference between success and failure. As someone with lived experience, I really appreciated the kind of simplicity of the message, because it's not always about a specific solution or someone fixing what was going on. Even just being there looks really different in a lot of different situations. So our hope, I think, is that folks with lived experience will find, yeah, this kind of resonates. Folks that don't know how to support or maybe need a little bit more education will be encouraged to be a bit more engaged and show up in that kind of be there sense. And then folks that are already doing different, that kind of fall under that be there umbrella, will ultimately understand that what they're doing really does matter and it's making a difference. And all those benefits, the indirect ones, the direct ones, collectively, we hope makes a difference in your community. So what follows, and then we're going to go through different materials to use with local media outlets or your own kind of media platforms, whether it's social media or maybe banners you have or billboard opportunities, and wherever appropriate, step-by-step instructions in order to best make use of everything here. Because each community is unique, the materials can be easily tailored to meet your specific needs. And always, with anything that comes up here, feel free to reach out to us at your help with any questions. What we're going to go through here, I'll just quickly read through the table of contents that they had put together. The key message and talking points, which we're already getting into a little bit, the news release template, different newsletter blurb samples, PSAs, media resources and guidelines, best practices for social media, and then folks can feel free to browse the appendix and at their own time. So first up, key messages and talking points. As we talked about, it all comes back to that be there slogan. The media materials are, you know, aiming to reduce stigma and encourage support to improve recovery outcomes. Some of those sample headlines, if you're going through the materials or going through this document, be there for small victories, be there for second chances, be there to fill the silence, be there just to check in. Some of those sample like sub taglines over on the right, the best way to support those with substance use disorder is to be there. Doesn't matter how you show up for someone with a substance use disorder. All that matters is that you do be there. Again, all of it kind of resonates or builds off each other and comes back to that same kind of core message of showing up. And I really love that last one. It doesn't matter how you show up for someone with a substance use disorder. All that matters is that you do. It looks different for everyone, right? It's what works for me now is very different than what worked for me when I first got into recovery 12 years ago. And even at that point, it looks different for a bunch of other folks who are on the same kind of path or timelines. It's a really unique and personal pull. Down below, those sub taglines are a handful of just statistics and facts that might be helpful to accompany some of those initial slogans and the sub taglines. So the second piece in here is the news release template. That's kind of a sample email letter that grantees and other ArcCore stakeholders, maybe folks in your consortium, could use to promote the initiative, announce it, different things like that. Kind of outlines maybe a helpful way to talk about it, specific links, cover all the different bases, and go from there and hopefully get some traction. This third piece, newsletter blurbs, different kind of examples on if it was going to be featured in an external newsletter or an email that goes out, something like that. Different wording and terminology where you can get the information across in a really succinct way. Link to the media toolkit, everything else you all are doing, and go from there. This next piece is around how to approach a local partner organization. And it's the same kind of thing. It's an example email draft that hits on some of the main points that might resonate and stick out to folks. And as always, linking to the different pieces, whether it's about ArcCore or certain initiatives that you all are running specifically. Fourth piece around public service announcements. For the sake of this, we're going to define PSAs as non-paid advertisements to raise awareness about specific issues, individual media outlets. Ultimately, you're choosing which PSAs that they're going to run. And of course, we encourage you to distribute these assets to local TV, radio, and billboard companies for consideration. The folks at Drake Cooper, I think, outlined some of these steps in a really nice way. And for folks following along, you can see a little bit more of the details within the PDF that they put together. But in terms of kind of those initial steps, one, determining which outlet you're going to submit the PSA to. Number two, identifying the right contact at each media outlet. Three, get all the materials together and get prepared to send. Four, send the PSAs. Five, that polite persistence, following up to make sure everything is all taken care of and the T's are crossed, I's dotted, all that kind of stuff. And then the last piece, just being cognizant of timing. Most media outlets are using PSAs for unsold inventory during non-peak advertising seasons. By contrast, holidays and political time periods are the most challenging. Consider approaching during non-peak time periods. The meat and potatoes of all this is the media resources and guidelines. So that's some of what we will show you in the next tab when we're actually going through some of the different assets and files specifically. But as we talked about, there's a couple of those different radio ads. There's the different clips, 30-second clips that could be used digitally on your site, but also on TV, whether it's streaming or kind of typical broadcast or linear TV that they outline here. There's a lot of still imagery, different file versions, formats, color schemes. Here you can see the different billboards, but they also have the rack cards, what you might see on like a typical lobby printed out that people can grab and go. Full-size posters, web banners that can be embedded and put right up on your website or a different page on your site if you have something dedicated to this specifically, and the options are endless. And then that last piece is just different best practices for social media. Obviously, there's simple things like you're going to need a square for Instagram and you're not going to be able to put a link in there directly. So you have to send folks to a link in your bio to learn more. But different kind of organic, engaging posts on social media can do quite a bit. So we have some example tweets, example Facebook posts, example Instagram posts. Having some of the different images coupled with some of the stats and maybe a call to action is a simple, especially in a repetitive nature, it can be a simple but really effective way to draw folks and get some different impressions and engagement with the different assets and files. And then as mentioned, the appendix has a lot of different information you guys might want to sort through on your own at your own leisure. Back to the portal page, we went through that PDF quick. Showed you the different tabs where you can go to Dropbox directly. And the second link up here takes us to that same Dropbox location. So on this page, I have the first creative pulled up, but we'll actually go back to the main page. The start here, media toolkit. That's the PDF we just went through. So it just has it accessible if you wanted to download or copy it over to your own Dropbox. The rest of these folders are all the same tabs that we showed earlier on the R-Core TA portal. So if you open most of the folders, they'll have the zip file up top. So you can either copy that to your Dropbox or you can download it directly, and then it'll have the individual files within that folder once it downloads. So if we went to the creative number one, you'll just see the zip file. So you'd have to download that. And then once you open it, you can see all the different file sizes, formats, those different pieces that we were talking about earlier. And then from there, you can use them as is. You can tweak them, add your logo, and go from there. And as you're building your potential strategy and, you know, how you want to approach things. Some of them, like we showed in the radio content, they'll have some of the individual files if it wasn't too much in that one particular category. And I'll pull up one of the radio spots just so you can hear what some of that messaging sounds like directly.
Some people think there's not much they can do for those battling substance use disorder. But the truth is, being there for them makes all the difference. So be there for a long walk, or be there for a heart talk. Be there for a good laugh, or simply sit in the silence. Be there for the victories, big and small. Be there to say, you've got this. Because being there is...
All right, hopefully some of the... When you hear the messaging like that and look through some of the files, you all as grantees and, you know, other stakeholders that are listening can, you know, also resonate, and it seems like a good fit for any kind of messaging you're aiming to do in your community. We were pretty happy with the outcome and how everything turned out, and for all the folks that attended the session at this past summer's RSV, it seemed like there was good reception and feedback from grantees that were in the room. So we are really hoping that folks find some use out of all the different files that we had put together and can make some, you know, real impact in your community. We've heard a good bit from grantees already that have done everything from taking some images and used them on social media and had good engagement, to have taken everything and created a comprehensive media and communication strategy and customized a lot of the files with their own unique branding, and are getting good reception in the community in terms of breaking down some of those barriers, getting folks to reach out that hadn't previously, and everything in between. So we wish you all the best of luck. Please reach out with any questions. And yeah, feel free to go through all the different files on the Dropbox, click through everything on the R-Core TA portal. And yeah, be sure to, at minimum, check out the PDF up top, which kind of gives a good summary and walks through some of the more specific details of all the different categories of files that we have put together within this anti-stigma media toolkit. For folks that were listening, thank you as always for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.